This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to what we call Econ Extra Credit, where we're revisiting basic economics on a weekly basis, because understanding how the money game is played can tell you a lot about why the world runs this way. Winter into spring here, I'm reading a free Econ 101 textbook, chapter a week through April. This week, it's all about game theory, strategies to help us make better decisions and better predict what others will do. To help, the book has a link to a clip from a TV show in Britain called
Welcome back to Golden Balls.
Yeah, Golden Balls is the show's name. Contestants are using grapefruit-sized balls to choose between two options. Split, as in split the jackpot of the equivalent of $17,000. Or each could choose not split, but the word steal, as in I want to steal all the prize money for myself.
They are the most important Golden Balls of the game.
Two contestants, Ibrahim and Nick, negotiate before secretly deciding to pick either split or steal. If it's one split and one steal, Steele gets the whole 17 grand for himself. Game theory in action, but listen to Nick's clever strategy.
Ibrahim, I want you to trust me. 100%, I'm going to pick the steal ball.
Got it. Nick says he's going to steal no matter what. Steal or split, poor Ibrahim would get nothing. Except here's the brilliance. Nick offers to split the jackpot with Ibrahim later if Ibrahim lets Nick win it all. Sounds nuts.
You're going to take steal.
Yeah.
I'm going to take split.
Yeah.
So you take the money.
And I will split it with you.
After the show.
Yeah.
Ibrahim should just trust Nick to split the money as a side deal outside the TV studio.
Why don't we just both pick split?
I'm not going to pick split. I'm going to steal, Ibrahim. Honestly, 100% I'm going
to
steal.
It's in your nature to steal.
No, I'm honest, and I'm going to tell
you're an honest
man. I am. That's why I'm telling you I'm going to steal.
Ibrahim is in a jam, but let's spare the suspense. Ibrahim goes for it and splits. But, plot twist, Nick has also picked split, not steal, as promised.
Yes, congratulations, you have both split and each received £6,800.
Why did you put me through that, he says. But it's a win-win, jackpot divided equally. You wonder why all future contestants don't pull this.
I always wondered whether the show just stopped after that.
Homa Zargami, an economics professor at Barnard College who advises a nonprofit called Core Econ that created the free textbook that points to this TV game show to explore game theory.
There are these layers of thinking you have to do of what's best for me to do, what's best for this other person to do, what do they think I'm going to do, you know, and you can go back and forth in that way. What the economist is doing when looking at these models is trying to boil down particular features that you can then apply to multiple different situations.
Situations like how corporations react to taxation or why your roommates don't do their dishes. Join me for Econ Extra Credit, where I go back to basics, revisiting key economic themes every week. You can participate as well. Sign up at marketplace.org. And happy Valentine's Day.